This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
This Labor Day weekend, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Squire Stratocaster just $99.99 or select TC electronic pedals, buy two, get one free. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon, good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center.
Want complete flexibility with your ticket plan? The Chicago Wolves Flex Pack provides 10 undated vouchers at a discount. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
They should just pretty much hang things up anyway.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 of The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And
most of all, thank you for listening.
Most of all, and thanks to Dustin, because he is a madman, and he is a conspiracy theorist.
He has not received the holy oil.
And he is, yes, he needs some help. And we want to thank Kevbo because he puts up with hair comments from follically challenged men who are jealous of him. And Ray,
Rogers,
always a wonderful human and great person. And we are delighted to welcome
thank you, Enrique.
Thank you, Enrique, too. And Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight, they're more than
morning, fellas.
More
morning,
than guys. Colleagues, morning. They're friends, for God's sake. And guys, fantastic interview with Joe.
Thank you.
We played back some of that today. I got to tell you, when you read him those quotes, he was genuinely surprised. Like
as if hearing him for the first
yes,
time.
Yes. I think he had no idea that Bob Nightingale had written that, and he seemed pretty surprised by it.
Well, when I listened back to it, because, you know, in real time, sometimes you're just, you're on to, you're trying to think the next thing. You're
what's
trying
my
to,
next, how's
next
that
question?
Follow-up
what's going
work?
On? Yeah. And when I just listened to it, I heard him as his responses continued. He was getting more and more angry.
Processing.
Yes. The more he was thinking about it.
Yeah. That's what made it real, Dan. I think that's what made it genuine, because it wasn't rehearsed. It wasn't staged. It was like, this is his reaction. And he's ticked.
You know, and I thought Danny Parkins did an outstanding job also with Nightingale. So his line of questioning that he pursued, trying to pin down what this really was, where it really came from, and what it represented, it sort of it moved the center of the story a little bit, because Nightingale didn't really cleave to the essence of Madden is unstable in his position. He globalized it. And used Madden as an example of, boy, managers just aren't as stable as they used to be.
Right.
And then he tried to pin down the specificity of what is being said about his future. And he's like, well, you know, it's just the way it goes nowadays kind of thing. So I didn't think the story was as strong after I heard that cross-examination.
But remember, it's not just the one limb, this story. It's not just the one road that's winding through here. It's not just Nightingale. Jeff Passan last week mentioned something similar with Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins when he was on that show. What was it, last Wednesday? There is a feeling. There are, I don't know if there are breadcrumbs necessarily, but there seems to
someone
be enough
else,
people.
Who else said it? Someone else said it. It came
Pedro. Pedro Gomez.
Pedro Gomez.
Pedro Gomez. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, saying, these are this is out there, and it's not out there. Like, I don't think we talk about it because, again, and Joe pointed that out, because you're close to the situation, you realize how good a job he's done and what a tough gig it's been this year.
Yeah,
but I think from a national perspective, you know, they got rid of the pitching coach, they got rid of the hitting coach, they have they seen the jump that they wanted from those moves? I'm talking about this idea that there are executives that want to make more baseball decisions, and Joe's kind of his own guy who's doing
and
his own
thing.
There's
a lot of jealousy, professional jealousy, that you cannot measure. You don't know what role that plays in this. If it's baseball executives in the industry, a lot of whispers.
I feel like it'd be real easy to look from the outside, and whether it's, you know, unnamed baseball executives or whether it's managers, you know, colleagues, something like that, it'd be really easy to look from the outside and go, well, Joe won the World Series, sure, but I don't know why he left the role to Chapman in that long. I certainly would have done that. And now he got to change over all of his coaches, and he's got that great young team, and where are they? I'd feel pressure if I was him. You know, I mean, that kind of...
Yeah, you could talk yourself into anything.
You can feel how that kind of thing starts to go and how those conversations start to get kicked up in press boxes or by scouts or whatever. Not saying that's necessarily how it happened, but it's a real easy path to get to feeling like that.
Well, Nightingale's been around a long time, and we know certain writers have certain histories when it comes to being a team side guy, a player side guy. And if memory serves, I always had Nightingale as more of a front office side guy. Like his relationships, when it came to what he was hearing, were coming from that level.
I would say most national writers are like that, though. Mm-hmm. I think they probably, most of their relationships are with people who are in front offices more than maybe on the field. I think the local relationships tend to develop more with kind of the opposite dynamic.
Well, I think what's interesting is that the dynamic of power has shifted, that managers once were the most powerful people in an organization. And, you know, you go get me the players and I'll make all the decisions. And, oh, by the way, I don't want that guy, and I think I'll take this guy instead. Whereas now it's almost like there's so many like sabermetricians running teams that they're like, hey, listen, get out of the way while I tell you who to play and who, you know, you have to play nice in the sandbox with your bosses for the first time maybe in the history of baseball.
So
it's different now.
You get general managers who are manager-proofing their teams, that they're actually making decisions and
you see it in the pay scale.
Right, yes. Rostering guys and constructing these teams. And we're going to get into it a little bit with the Cardinals and their bizarre knee-jerk reaction when that is a front office-managed team.
You think giving him the permanent job is a knee-jerk reaction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's complete.
Because everything that Joe Maddon passionately said about working up through the system and being that guy who's ready for the opportunity when it comes, you know, that's Schilt. That's that guy.
It is, but that doesn't entitle you to anything. And I'm not saying that
Schilt is necessary. Do we know the money?
Sorry?
Do we know the money on that?
I hadn't seen that.
I'm just saying.
No, I think they just took the tag off.
But, okay, so think about it.
He was making $700,000.
And he's through 2020. I mean, really, isn't
it's
that
still
chump
a drop.
Change?
It's a drop in the bucket, that, no matter what, though. No matter what.
But if it's $6 million,
and it's $6 million, so
if you owe a guy $30 million, it's a lot different than you owe him $5 million,
sure,
than you owe him $3 million.
But who are you passing up? And you look at that, the construction of that Cardinals roster. Like I was just looking at it this morning when we walked in. They have two everyday guys under the age of 25, and Paul DeJong and Harrison Bader. The rest are 29, 32, 33. You know, how do you want to, if the Cardinals' whole idea is Mike Schilt's going to be our manager until Molina is retired and then we just make him our manager, then great. Then they've constructed this perfectly and Mike Schilt will be Mike Quadi and you move on and you give the thing to Yachty when it's done at the end of the day. Great.
I look at it, you have an infinite number of people who are not Mike Matheny. Now,
and that's essentially his biggest strength right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That it's okay. Great. You're doing a great job of not being a blithering idiot.
So,
and they reward him with that. I just think
that's interesting because you're saying that this is a reaction to him not being Mike Matheny. It's
right.
Not that he's particularly good.
Could be
he's
anybody.
It's just he's significantly better than that guy.
It's not a knee-jerk reaction.
Right. Yeah.
It's a knee, comma jerk reaction.
Nice. He's not the worst manager in baseball.
Exactly.
And they had the worst manager in baseball, worst in the clubhouse, worst tactician, and they end up with this guy who's fine. You know, and now it's like, oh, this is what it's like to have a manager who's fine? Okay, great. It was a little curious that they didn't say, you know, let's wait it out. We'll keep the interim tag on him. Maybe gets it, maybe doesn't, but they open it up and have some.
You never know who's going to be available in the offseason.
Even if to have the value of those conversations. You know, to just to be able, sometimes there is value in having that many people from other organizations in your building giving you their presentation. You can learn so much. There's so much opportunity lost in just learning about what other people in other organizations, how they look at the game, how they see things. Why not have that process?
Because they don't want to be threatened by what they believe. They want the continuity of the front office, probably mindset. And when you bring in the new manager, if you bring in a Joe Girardi, if you talk to somebody like that, then you're going to have to change the way you want to do business.
And they made a move and it worked. So they want to take credit for that
That's true too.
You know, just, okay, we're going to make it official and we're going to give you next to nothing for a couple more years.
I suppose if that front office bungled the Matheny decision so spectacularly and stood by it as long as they did, then yeah, there's some purchase there in letting everybody know that Schilt is your guy.
Yeah, I think it's what we can do today regarding the Madden story. I think it's advanced a bit because the Theo text to try to stem this a little bit doesn't do much. This is the bell cannot be unrung. Rung. And we're going to have, as things get more important, as games start to matter, as there's more national attention, this isn't going to be undone. This is in the bloodstream now. Whether we like it or not, whether Joe and the Cubs like it or not, I don't think there's anything they can do now that this has been moved up a little bit.
And David pointed out
that is actually dumb.
Yeah, you hit playoff time, every national writer is going to come in with the same idea.
And revisit.
Yeah. That's what you do. You look at the big storylines during the year and you come in.
That's why.
So every player is going to be asked about it. It's why you ought to get ahead of it.
You got to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that. I mean, do it's some. Easy to say, but
how do you do that, though? How do you do that?
Give them another year.
Extension. You give them two years.
Fine.
You give them 2 years through 2021, and you say, Joe, we love you. We want to keep you, and we want this to
And
go
we
away.
Want you to do a reality show on the new network.
Yeah, well, that's not their style.
Cooking with Joe. With Joe.
It's not their style.
Cooking with Joe and Dan.
Hey,
you can always. I'm in. I mean, seriously, Joe doing anything. We talked about it. That is going to sell on that new TV station.
So you have reservations about Joe Madden getting two more years being the manager of this team for the next three?
I don't have any reservation. I would be perfectly comfortable as if I'm the Cubs at doing that. I think Joe Madden on balance is one of the better managers, maybe one of the best over the 162. I don't think he's an elite tactician, and I think that you can quibble with all that. But
you don't think they want him?
I'm not reporting that. I don't know. I just don't think that it doesn't seem like the Cubs to be forced by a headline to react to into doing something that important, just reactively. It just doesn't seem like the way they do.
But you
are
the one who just said that money doesn't matter, the amount of money. I mean, you give them 2 more years at $12 million for 2 years.
If you
can still get rid of them if you want to, right? All it costs you is $12 million. It's just money, and they got money. And it doesn't count against any sort of a balance sheet other than profit. It's not like, you know, well, you got to pay extra luxury tax because you paid the manager too much. It just seems like you can do whatever you want to do.
The baseball side just hasn't been forced into a lot of things that they didn't want
to do. Like,
you know what I mean? They've got a track. They let Tommy La Stella hang out in God knows where for as long as he felt like it because they felt he was an important part to that team.
It might depend on how bothered Joe really is. It might depend on if this bothers him, if this affects him the way that, you know, or at all.
It may bother him and not affect him.
Yeah.
Right? It could be something that, of course, it bothers him. We heard it.
Is his team distraction proof?
But distraction is a cancer. You just want to cut it out.
That's what I'm saying. They've worked through distraction before. You know what I mean? They worked through Tommy La Stella. There are other issues there that
Tommy La Stella wasn't here. It was just this kind of entity that was out there, and it was a weird story. It wasn't like he was sitting there at the clubhouse like,
Do you do like a college type thing and just issue a broad statement as an organization? None of our players, none of our executives, none of our coaches will be addressing this subject until the end of the regular season or until the end of the playoffs.
That's kind of what he said, right? Isn't that kind of what the text is? It's not the appropriate time.
Yeah, felt like it.
Jed said it last week. Theo reiterated it in a text, so they don't want to talk about it. I don't know if they do that if it makes it bigger. It almost like
yeah, right. Yeah. True.
Right. I always think like
you would almost do that and not tell anybody you did it, you know? Let everybody know, hey, don't talk about this.
That's the thing everybody's going to talk about.
Yeah, that's the Blackhawks thing. You're not talking about it.
That's what McDonough does.
Yeah.
That's the Blackhawks move is internally, I mean, it's ironclad, and there's no uncertain terms. Like, do not talk about Corey Crawford, period. Anybody who does is fired.
Sometimes that works.
But seriously, that's if you want to, the John McDonough model would be that.
What you're saying is WWJD.
Yeah. Well, no, he's, believe me. That's,
what would John do?
What he would do is issue something internally that literally said, if I even think you might have said something about it, I don't care who you are, you're immediately fired, and I'm going to kill all your children. I mean, that's the way they do business over there.
Rocky nearly lost his job in the offseason talking about. All right, where are we today?
Yes. Well, it's a little weird today because we're out early for the continuation. And so
weird.
Mike Florio, NFL stuff at 10. We're going to move up the midway to 11, and or to 10:40, I should say. And then Len Casper is going to join us at 11 from the booth at Wrigley to talk about everything that's going on.
Cool.
Great.
All right. We'll be listening, guys.
Former White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen talks Chicago baseball with Mully and Hall tomorrow morning at 7.
When you make a decision like that, it's good for everyone. Nobody asking every day how divers do. Now we have to worry about the ball club fighting for the pennant race.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Hall. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, and today we conclude year 6 of these 60-second commentaries. Together, folks, we've witnessed a year of firsts, including a first World Series championship for the Astros, a first Super Bowl victory for the Eagles, a first college football championship for Central Florida. All right, folks, I know they shared it with Alabama, and a first Stanley Cup for the Capitals. The runner-up Vegas Golden Knights were the first expansion team to reach the Cup Finals. And yes, Virginia, UMBC generated March Madness as the first ever number 16 seed to topple a number one. Elsewhere, the Warriors rolled to their third NBA crown in 4 years. Justify captured racing's triple crown, and Brooks Koepka won a pair of majors. Team USA struck gold in Olympic women's hockey. Shalane Flanagan won the New York City Marathon, and Jenny Busek became the first pregnant assistant coach in NBA history. More in the next hour. I'm Boomer Esiason.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, continental U.S. only while supplies last.
Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big, we think it's worthy of a beat drop. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the classic chicken sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
This Labor Day weekend, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Squire Stratocaster just $99.99 or select TC electronic pedals, buy two, get one free. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon, good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
There are two kinds of people. Those who go home to change and those who roll with the times. Wrangler makes jeans for the second group. The trendsetters. The mavericks. The leaders of the pack. Those who are bound by nothing. From bull riders to rock stars. From work life to nightlife. You roll with the times? Yeah, so do we. With new styles and great fits. Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $20.83 per month after $20.84 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa Legend batteries come with a $15 rebate by mail. Their long-lasting durability stands up to extreme conditions. So even on scorching days, it'll puff its chest out and be all like, hey, summer heat, find another car battery to drain. Napa Legend batteries with $15 mail-in rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/18.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Zoom video conferencing.
Join Coach Lovey Smith and the Fighting Illini football team at Soldier Field on Saturday, September 15th as Illinois faces South Florida at 2:30 p.m. Cheer on your team and your city. Tickets are available for as low as $30 at Ticketmaster.com. Enjoy Illinois football at Soldier Field and go Illini.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Joe Madden.
Anytime I have to worry about what Bob Nightingale writes or anybody else writes, then I should just pretty much hang things up anyway. No, that means nothing. That is actually dumb. It's hard to comment on something. You know, a lot of times these guys write things just in order to get a reaction, and they're looking to further this or hits online, whatever you want to call it. So I know Bob really well, and I have no idea why he would write something like that, but it really doesn't impact me whatsoever. It's just something to write, and I can't really be concerned about it.
So when do you actually start talking to Theo and Jed about what's next?
When they're ready.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
That was Joe Madden with us yesterday. yesterday, then Bob Nightingale was on McNeil and Parkins and was asked more about how this all went down. It's something that now is there and is not going to be unmade, undone. It'll have to be dealt with in one way or another.
It's a conversation. I think the question remains as to how loud that conversation gets, but it is indeed in the bloodstream, despite that Cubs team putting on a, well, a little bit of a display last night. Short-lived, though. Jacob DeGrom.
Ooh-wee. My goodness.
That kid had it all working.
Wow.
Cy Young night in the National League last night, and Jacob DeGrom put himself front and center.
Yeah, we should also mention that Theo Epstein, the guy I referenced in the question to Joe Madden, is going to join us tomorrow at noon. We are going to have Mike Florio on at 10 o'clock today for some football stuff. We just had an NFL trade, by the way.
We did?
We just had a trade. I'll get to that momentarily. Midday Midway at 10:40, Len Casper at 11. And you're saying, well, why are you doing all this stuff, mixing up times and all that? You're messing me up.
Here's why.
That's because the Cubs and the Mets are resuming at noon here on Sports Radio 670, The Score, with Zach Zaidman on the call for that game.
Wonderful.
And then he's going to be on in the little interstitial period that is going to lead you into the game after that. So we will have a dual outcome day here for the Cubs.
Which means they could get to a 5-game lead, theoretically, if you get losses on the other side of things in the NL Central. All right, plenty of outcomes.
312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com, texting the occasional wayward sext or intended sext.
Well, we encourage those, both kinds.
670-11. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the radio.com app.
Download it.
You can stream The Score that way on your mobile device. Also, interact with the show and the station on Facebook. Just go to the 670 The Score page on Facebook and like it, and then you can enjoy whatever goes on
all
there.
Of it. Enjoy all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, we have cameras here. We're, hi. You can see us if you want. That's Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. The video feed director is Brian Gertsch. The producers are Jay Zawoski.
When I was in high school, get step on there. The coach would stand there. He'd grab these things here. Grab them, right? And he'd be yelling and screaming at you to push this. He'd be saying, what am I doing this for? Okay? And it hasn't changed since 1932. Look at it. Since 1932, the body hasn't changed in 200,000 years. So why should the sweat?
That's actually not true, but Bob Wiley lives in his own little world.
Lives his truth. That's what he lives.
Do you remember when Hard Knocks was good?
Yeah, it was like, honestly, it was the first episode of this season. It was fine. It was good.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
And then it went away very quickly. Also, Carl Nassib is insane.
Yeah, he's doing a bit, but
it's the first I'd thought of it.
Yeah.
I really just kind of figured that man is insane. If you get that kind of financial advice and that kind of, have you seen, guys.
It goes back to the early
60s. Have you seen YouTube?
Yeah, come on.
That's his lead?
Right.
Have you watched YouTube? No, Carl. All right, go away.
On the board is Rick Camp.
It is good from 54.
Bless them.
And the Browns lead 5-0. Nice job, you kicker! Nice job!
I don't like you, and I resent what you do for a living, but well done. In the back doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz.
Libby, how you doing?
Hi. How are you?
All right. What's going on, Libby?
Oh, I just have so much faith in the Cubs to go all the way this year, and I'm praying. Chris Bryant's on my prayer list. I want him to come back so bad.
He's been working the last couple of days with the Iowa Cubs, and we might see him by the end of the week. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Well, that's going to be wonderful if that happens. We miss him. Yes, I'm so proud of the Cubs this year, and they've been eating their Wheaties for breakfast and their spinach for lunch.
I think they're eating more than that.
But you know what that means, right? Wheaties and
breakfast of champions.
Yes, and the spinach. You know who ate spinach?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
You're very good.
I grew up watching all that stuff.
Hey, look, I love the fact that we've got a locally produced, locally created overnight show on these airwaves, and that's what you get. It's aliens talking to aliens.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's
the two of them. Perfect.
Yep.
Just they've been eating their Wheaties for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
You're not even gonna. The two English guys aren't gonna say anything about Wheaties.
Wheaton. I almost
they've
can't.
Been eating their Wheaties for breakfast.
That's properly pronounced.
I'm struck. I am completely struck. That's incredible.
They get the
They've
Edies.
Been eating their Wheaties for breakfast.
You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with Cool Whip. Say whip. Whip. Now say Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
Wheaties. Good for her. Good for Libby for making sure she pronounced it properly. All right, quickly, this Pro Football Talk, he's going to be joining us at the top of the hour. Russell Wilson has a new backup quarterback. Aaron Rodgers has a new backup quarterback. The Packers have traded Brett Hundley to the Seahawks for an undisclosed 2019 draft pick, believed to be a sixth, I believe.
Okay.
I believe it looks like a sixth round pick for Brett Hundley, who I think was a fourth.
Brett Hundley out of UCLA?
Yes, he was a fifth round pick, but he was now worth a sixth round pick after people saw Brett Hundley play.
Well, as soon as you drive those backup quarterbacks off the lot, they depreciate. The moment you get them off the lot, they go down.
He beat the Bears, right? So
sure did.
So now DeShone Kizer is the primary backup to Aaron Rodgers.
DeShone Kizer, who was taken in the first round of the 2017 draft. The
same draft that produced Mitchell Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes.
Deshaun Watson,
yeah.
DeShone Kizer.
Okay, So there you have it. There is that for you. But you mentioned Jacob DeGrom's performance last night, and I got to tell you something. After an update, that is, you know, we've seen it, and there's some really good pitching going on at the top of the National League.
Last night, you there had them, two of them going against each other, Scherzer and Nola.
And DeGrom, he is saying, here it is.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Welcome. Complete flexibility with your ticket plan. The Wolves Flex Pack provides 10 undated vouchers at a discount. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The Cubs and Mets will resume their suspended game at noon right here on the Score. It's a 1-1 tie in the top of the 10th. Cole Hamels threw 5 scoreless innings on 93 pitches. The series finale will start at 1:20 or 45 minutes after the suspended contest. Chris Bryant was 1-for-2 with 2 walks in his second rehab game for AAA Iowa. The Sox allowed 5 unanswered runs as the Yankees walked it off 5-4 last night. Neil Walker hit a game-winning homer off of Dylan Covey, Ronaldo Lopez in the rubber match tonight. The Bears are off today and wrap up the preseason tomorrow. The plan is for Tyler Bray to play the entire game, and the Packers traded quarterback Brett Hundley to the Seahawks for a 6th-round pick, according to Ian Rappaport. Go for game day greatness and join 670 The Score and the Dos Equis Street Team Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Miller's Ale House in Aurora for a college football watch party. Enjoy a cold Dos Equis and watch Michigan battle Notre Dame in South Bend at 6:30. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 11:55 a.m. when the Cubs take on the Mets. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
You're very good.
She's easily entertained, but that's okay.
I think part of the reason I was so dumbstruck by that is that it was so perfectly paced. It's almost like that was like a scripted. It was beautiful. I mean, just the pacing, the interspersed between Les and Libby.
The fact that you
doesn't
two
grab
dying
the way.
Is a sign that something's wrong with you.
I'm struck. It's incredible.
I just wasn't quite sure where it was going.
Of course not.
That's why you just listen to it and don't think until it's over.
The fact that they were on the same wavelength
Unreal.
With each other.
They met.
Yes, yeah, so they enjoyed
they
each other's company.
Beautiful moment in the late night. I mean, otherwise it could have been two ships, one going one way, one going the other. Never the two shall see. But that was it. They were conjoined in a moment of beautiful radio.
Two people falling in love in an old-timey movie.
After a meet-cute. Yeah.
Unreal.
May we all be on Libby's prayer list.
Sweetie.
I wonder how...
I do want to see, you know, the top 5 on the prayer list, though. I mean, I assume Chris Bryant's probably like 1 or 2. Yeah, I don't know where.
The Pope could use a little help.
Antoine Fats Domino.
I'd love to know. Libby's just, is it like 30 names? Is it 5 names? Is there a rotation?
Depends on the night.
I'm always making
less. Is he a lot of stat comps based on
if she's calling less, obviously there's not enough time for everybody on the prayer list. You got to move through. The Cubs could have, as a conjoined lineup, used a spot on Libby's prayer list last night. That's Cy night last night. You've got Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer and Aaron Nola all going. And DeGrom, I don't know how much of a recency bias we're going to have in Cy Young voting. I don't know if like a last night out kind of thing, if DeGrom and Scherzer and Nola line up again. But Fangraphs has it in not so close a fashion to DeGrom right now in Fangraphs WAR by almost a point over Max Scherzer. And watching DeGrom work through some of those Cubs hitters last night, you saw it all out there. And you saw a plan, too. You know, DeGrom came up at 26. DeGrom has had some, you know, time to refigure things out. It wasn't that the heralded prospect that Scherzer or even Nola was being drafted in the first round out of LSU. That was in the fourth inning. He gets Rizzo to strike out. He gets Hayward to fly out. Baez hits the single, the comebacker where DeGrom's got the injury thing going on. Everybody's worried. Zach Zaidman on the broadcast is, boy, he looked, I mean, I was listening to Zach on the way through, and the way Zach reacted right away, I thought DeGrom was coming out of the game.
I did too. I when I watched first, I thought right ankle, then I thought groin.
That's exactly what Zach said.
And then when I saw it again, I thought right knee.
Really?
Because the knee actually bent oddly. There was a lot going on there, a lot of could-haves, and then he's like, no, I'm fine, I'm good.
So then he comes back, and Caratini pulls one, right? And now he's got Schwarber, who, by the way, earlier in this game, Jacob DeGrom gave it 100 to Baez, strikeout. Gave it 99 to Schwarber earlier, strikeout. And then pumped a 90, had 4-plus 98-mile-an-hour pitches, 4 strikeouts, up into this at-bat. He gives Schwarber 3 changeups. Gets out of the, I mean, that's, it's brilliant and it's pure unadulterated heat. I mean, that's just stuff is what it is.
Yeah. Once you establish that, the things you can do off of it, once you flop that out for everybody there, and then all of a sudden it opens up all kinds of possibilities for you. And that's what the stuff of Cy Young Award winners happens to be.
Yeah. Forget your win loss record. Forget your, the rest of the, I got Jacob DeGrom right now, and it's not close.
There is that, the baseball side of things, but really the story that's hanging over all of it is now that Theo Epstein has sent his text message to Gordon Whittemeyer and put it out there, that's it's sort of where we are based on what the Cubs are trying to control. And this is the full text where he says, Joe is clearly in good standing with the organization. We are focused on trying to win another championship and will not address Joe's contract status until there is reason to do so. He said, Joe is a terrific leader and partner. We are thrilled with his job performance in the last 4 years. Since 2015, the Cubs have the most regular season wins and the most postseason wins in all of baseball. It's hard to have a better track record than that. And really, if, for me, and obviously Bob Nightingale of USA Today isn't going to tell you the answer to this, but the critical question is, these baseball executives, do they work for the Cubs or not? Right?
Yeah, because if it's noise around the league, if it's, you know, like you mentioned during transition, a bell that has been rung and is going to keep resonating, how loud is that bell? Because it's a hell of a lot louder if it's coming from inside the clubhouse, right? Inside the front office. I get, you know, reading back through what Theo told Gordon, and Gordon was on the Mully and Haas show this morning too, talking about it some. I get the questions will be asked. I understand that when playoff time comes around, national scribes are going to come in here with questions, whether it be to players, whether it be to Joe about his jobs, or Theo or Jed, and we'll have Theo on tomorrow at noon, right? We'll ask him about it. But I just don't get the sense that this bell is as loud or as you know, potentially disruptive as others seem to think it is.
It's never as bad as you think. Baseball will always subsume this stuff, but it will pick up again when the national writers come to town for the playoffs.
Of course it will.
I think that was a good point David made this morning. In Naperville, it's D'Angelo on the score.
Hey, you guys had Bob Nightingale stuttering so much, it sounded like he was cheating on his wife. It was ridiculous the way he was talking, and it was like
we didn't. That was the afternoon show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know, but it was just still eye opening. But you guys, still Epstein just addressed that. That was classic. It's over with. I have a real big comment for the Chicago Bears, and I want you guys to just comment on it. It's safe to say that the Bears is probably not going to win no more than 6 games. I feel like that new offense is great. I like it. I enjoy watching it. But it seems like to me that they're not in such a rush to develop Trubisky or anyone else. Like the linebacker Smith, they seem like they're not trying to develop these guys right away. So I want to make that comment. I want to listen to what you guys have to say about it.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think they're the absolute priority of the entire season, and the focused efforts of everybody in the Chicago Bears are to develop Mitchell Trubisky.
Yes. Every hire.
Yeah, I couldn't
every free agent signing.
Could not disagree with that
scheme,
more.
Every scheme, every option route, every RPO,
every signing,
every sit down during the preseason decision, everything has been focused solely on the development of Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, I would say I disagree with that strongly. We've got Mike Florio at the top of our with football stuff. He has he can tell us more about this Brett Hundley trade, about what's going on with what Jerry Jones thought. That trial balloon thrown out there about adding to the regular season.
Again, 18 games. Everything's going to be fine. Nobody's going to get hurt in an extra 2 regular season games. Everything will be fine.
And continuing to figure out where the Cubs go with this from here. It's really hard to, from their end, they could say, we're not talking about it. But that doesn't mean that everybody else around the league has to stop talking about it and stop thinking about it. And we've got new context that, for better or for worse, is there now. And trying to think of it from like a crisis PR perspective, what can you do to make it go away faster? The best thing you can do is just make sure there's more news coming in. Getting right to baseball today isn't going to hurt.
More news and more armor. There are a number of different ways the Cubs, in Theo's statement to Gordon Whitmire and other ways too, that they've armored up against this kind of conversation. I'll tell you how those... I got a list, things that they can use to armor themselves against this kind of thing.
Is it the same as a prayer list?
It is. It's my prayer
list.
It's
your
prayer list. I go to bed every night reciting the top 8 things on my prayer list. Okay. I made up a number.
You light a candle.
I do.
What's this list? I'm always making lists.
He'll give that to us next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Would you look at this garage? Where to begin?
Whoa, Dad, deep breaths. What if we started with that old fridge?
This heavy thing? No way.
Dad, ComEd makes it easy. They'll come and pick up our old working fridge, and they'll even send us $50.
$50, huh?
Yeah.
I got an idea. I'll give you the $50, and you clean out the rest of the garage.
Score.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program by visiting ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives. Funded in compliance with state law.
Look at the balance that you're carrying on your credit card, and more importantly, look at the interest rate that you're paying, because the average credit card interest rate is over 18% APR, and it's ridiculous to keep paying that when you have this available to you. It is the Lightstream Credit Card Consolidation Loan that lets you roll all your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate. How much lower than 18%? How about 5.89%? 9% APR. That is found money. 5.89% APR with auto pay as opposed to 18%. Come on. It's a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply, which could be today. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. And it gets better than that as you're thinking about doing this, because you get a special discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates, just because you're listening and you remember this. To go to lightstream.com/DanB. It's lightstream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream. Hey, babe, truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to impress me.
Okay. Alexa, tell Toyota to start my Avalon.
What is your 4-digit PIN?
0718.
Our wedding anniversary. Well done, babe.
Play just got serious. Introducing the all-new Avalon, featuring premium tech like available Amazon Alexa control. The all-new Avalon. Toyota, let's go places.
Use remote start only if circumstances surrounding vehicle are legal and safe to do so. Amazon and Alexa are trademarks of Amazon.com, Inc. or its affiliates. Home to vehicle functions and requirements will vary.
Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big we think it's worthy of a beat drop. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, filet of fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the classic chicken sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
This Labor Day weekend, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Squire Stratocaster just $99.99 or select TC electronic pedals, buy two, get one free. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon, good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's nothing Joe can say. It's just the insecurity in managers now is unbelievable. Just, you know, you mean, look, Dusty Baker with the playoffs back-to-back years and got let go. So, you know, those are whispers in the industry. That's all that say anything's going to happen. Bottom line, he's got a contract through next year, no tax and extension. So, you know, anything can happen.
It was a strange use of the word insecurity because he made it sound like he was saying that Joe himself is insecure, and he more specifically was talking about managers and job security, and it's just there's less stability in these jobs. And remember, Dusty's his guy too. He's very close with Dusty.
Game's changing. Managers aren't given, I think, probably the leeway across the board they used to be given. They're not certainly the end-all, be-all of decisions anymore. There are front offices that are much more involved. But it's been that way for a while, right?
Correct.
I mean, it's been that way for a while. And just because you are, I don't know if it's because of Joe's age, how long he's been in the game, his salary, perhaps it's a combination of those three things that put him in the crosshairs for something like this without a contract for, you know, going after next season. But that's got Bob writing about the insecurity of the manager position in baseball now. I mean, remember, what are managers, we've talked about this a lot. It's my contention that their two biggest priorities, and Joe talked about this a little bit with us yesterday, the two biggest priorities are from the end of the game to the beginning of the next one, right? Making sure all your guys are set, good to go, putting them in the right places to succeed, managing that 162, that grind, that whole idea, right? That's huge.
And bullpen.
And bullpen management. And even that bullpen management nowadays, you get like a hot sheet from your front office.
It's arranged
a certain way. Depending
on
your front office, you get, yeah.
Right. Some front offices say, this is, you know, here are your three right-handers, here are your two left-handers.
Now you can use it if you want. You can, you know, you can find those matchups through your sabermetrics guy if you want. You can, you know, sit down in the manager's office with that, you know, with the calculator and punch things out. If that's your perception of it, then fine. You can do it that way too. Or you can do it the way Joe's done it, which is a little bit of both. A little bit of feel, a little bit of watching and guy, a little bit of what Jesse Chavez told us on Monday. You watch a hitter's reaction. You kind of feel out what that contact looks like. You go from there. But
Who's on your prayer list here?
Yeah, so I was going through this list here and just let's start from the back end and close this thing out to now, right?
Okay.
The way Joe manages a game every now and again. He gets here in 15 and establishes a culture. He's got a ridiculous hodgepodge, mismatch bullpen, and Jake Arrieta, right? I mean, that's that 2015 club. There's magicians and petting zoos and haircuts and the whole thing.
And that's Fernando Rodney and Trevor Cahill and Clayton Richard.
And Jason Mott.
Yeah.
And Tsuyoshi Wada. And Tommy Hunter and Neil Ramirez, both kinds, you know, the healthy one and then the one that ruined his shoulder and couldn't throw again. Neil Ramirez comes back, that whole thing.
Was that Joe Nathan or was Joe Nathan the next year?
Joe Nathan was, let me see here. No, Joe Nathan was the next season.
Yeah, either way, there was
Brian Schlitter was in that bullpen for half a minute. C.J. Edwards made his major league debut for 4.2 innings, something like that. So there's that, right? There's the beginning of it. 2016, things get a whole lot better. They solidify, you win a World Series, but you leave Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning. And if bullpen management is something that you and I and a lot of folks key on as manager performance, then I think you could look back at that World Series. Jeff Passan's been on with Mac and Parkins talking about it a bit. Joe got outmanaged in that World Series, and he won because he had a damn good team. Still had to get him there. And I don't think that takes away at all from his ability to manage the overall, you know, whatever his overall number would be in MLB The Show, 90 something. I don't think that takes away from it at all. But look at this season too. You've got a hurt MVP. You haven't had a closer. Your rotation's been terrible up until what, last week? I mean, last week, your rotation's been bad up until now. So you've had to manage through these things, and we've said it a couple of times that this is, if it's not Joe's best season, at least with the Chicago Cubs, it's certainly the season he's had to maneuver around more things.
And it hasn't been a silly season. This has been, I know they did the Pedro Strop thing and all that, but you notice that there has been, because there's been a lot to do.
That's the other part.
There hasn't been a lot of goofiness this year.
No, it's kind of been a business approach. There have been fun trips every now and again. The Pedro Strop road trip was inspired and a blast and ton of fun to watch on Instagram. But he hasn't done more of that stuff. He's actually changed the message he's given to his team or the way he's delivered that message. Let's say that. Maybe that's a little bit
different. Yeah, the philosophy is the same. I think the mechanism of, because they're older.
So if you got a team that's changing the way this Cubs team has changed and grown older, if you got a manager that's clearly changing his approach some and had to manage through a lot of stuff so far this season, why, if you're the Chicago Cubs front office, why, if you're Joe Maddon going through all these changes together, why does this rung bell? Why does this idea of managers' insecurity throughout baseball, why does that force anybody's decision?
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either. I think, if anything, it shows you why there's not a contract out there now. It shows you why pretty much every side seems fairly comfortable in waiting on this thing. Now, whether he manages under the last year of his contract as a lame duck manager, that perhaps changes the discussion some. It changes the tenor some. Still, I think given the way Joe's kind of evolved here in Chicago, given the way that front office has managed a lot of things, not just Joe's contract, not just their manager position, but the Tommy La Stella stuff, which I think is a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they manage some of the Addison Russell on-field, off-field conversations that happen. The way they manage a number of different things.
It's more
the
than
John
baseball.
Lackey stuff.
It's more than baseball. When you talk about what managers do, that's just baseball stuff. He's opening a restaurant with Tony Montuano. You're starting a television network. There's a business and imaging aspect to this where Joe Maddon has value over replacement manager. Forget the tactics. Forget the baseball for a moment. There's value in that. When you say, well, managers make this, not all managers can mean to your organization what he can mean with that iconic image of the Joe Maddon glasses and the gray hair and everything. Yeah. And what that they're opening a Tony Montuano restaurant at Wrigley Field. Joe Maddon restaurant.
Really what it is, it's a couple of different ways to say that it goes, that the ties here between all sides are a lot deeper than just 1 year left on a contract.
Paul in Orland Park, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. I think you mentioned, Dan, that you don't know where this alleged source was, if it was within the Cubs, and I think that's a big point. I think it's much ado about nothing because I can't envision that the Cubs are leaking information like that. But if it is true, I think there's two reasons why, and I hate to say it, but I think those reasons goes to Game 7 of the World Series, where the general appearance seems to be among the public that either Joe Maddon wanted to put his fingerprint on Game 7 and, you know, have his mark made on the game, or that he was overwhelmed psychology-wise at the bright white light of the moment, or that he just wasn't as good a strategist. And secondly, I don't care how good a motivator, you know, there's two kinds of coaches to me. There's the motivators and there's the strategists. Like Ditka was a motivator more than a strategist. And I think no matter who you are, your bag of tricks of motivation eventually runs out and the message gets stale. And when things go bad, the message not only gets stale, but it becomes annoying. And I think that if there is any truth to this, those are my opinions of what the reasons would be.
I would be surprised. I get the idea, Paul, and I think you're right. Actually, Theo's talked about it. You stay in a place for about 10 years, and that's kind of the cap on your existence in a job like that. I would be really surprised if they were worried about a message getting stale despite successful baseball. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to have a message go stale. It's another thing to have Joe change the message, change the way he's delivering this. We were just talking about it. Still win, and then also be questioned for the way he's delivering the message. You know what I'm saying?
I think baseball is unique because you can't play it harder.
No.
And when you talk about motivation, it's more about comfort, and it's more some deeper psychology than it is motivating you to go get them, play hard, go win.
Do that every once in a while.
Yeah, it's a different kind of sport.
Can't do it every day.
It's a different kind of sport.
No.
You can't play it harder. This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, next on Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score. It's time once again for fantasy football. You take a running back or a receiver in the first round. It's a lot of educated guesswork, but you don't need to take chances on your haircut. Great Clips has clip notes, technical notes on your haircut, so you don't just get a cut, you get your haircut every time. Visit any of the 200 Northern Illinois Great Clips salons in the Chicagoland area, and clip notes will make sure you don't just get a cut, you get your haircut. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Would you look at this garage? Where to begin?
Whoa, Dad, deep breaths. What if we started with that old fridge?
This heavy thing? No way.
Dad, ComEd makes it easy. They'll come and pick up our old working fridge, and they'll even send us $50.
$50, huh?
Yeah.
I got an idea. I'll give you the $50, and you clean out the rest of the garage.
Score.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program by visiting comed.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives. Funded in compliance with state law.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
It's that time of year again, back to school. This year, make sure to add the Epson EcoTank 4750 printer to your school supply list. It comes with enough ink right in the box to print for up to 2 years or 11,000 pages. Go to Epson.com/EcoTankRadio to learn more. And until September 30th, get free overnight shipping with promo code EcoTankRadio at checkout when you buy any EcoTank printer. Offer valid within the 48 contiguous states. Exclusions apply, subject to availability. Cartridge-free printing with EcoTank. Never buy an ink cartridge again.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9.